What's up, potty people? No, I was saying, never mind. Today, there's two things we're doing. The first one we'll just do first right now. Okay, I have a question that I saw someone talking about a while ago, and I meant to bring it to the podcast, and I didn't. What is the number, like, what's the craziest thing you've seen on live television that isn't 9/11? And I want to do something that's trivial, or, like, something that's serious, like, an actual thing that, like, actually mattered, and then something stupid that, like, was crazy, but it was, like, not really important.
That's so crazy, because I have three things. One really serious, one kind of serious, and one really trivial.
Okay, I'll go first, because okay. I have my two. My, I mean, there's a lot to choose from, I guess. I think, well, honorable mention for me is the 2016 election and the 2020 election. All eyes were on the TV. That was pretty crazy, but that's not crazy enough. So the two I would say is, one, the crazy one for my generation, and it will always be, is COVID. That Thursday or Friday night where, like, the world just, like, collapsed in front of the world. Like, I mean, everybody was just flipping the fuck out in the country. Like, the whole Rudy Gobert thing, and they canceled March Madness and all the conference tournaments. Like, and such, I was such a big sports fan. I was watching all the shit. Because, you know, it's, you remember it started with sports before anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people, like, I was watching the game where they ran onto the court and pulled off the players and went and tested them. Like, I was on ESPN. It just happened to be, like, a random NBA game on ESPN. And it was just,
I hadn't even thought of that, but, man, you're right.
And then my other one is when, last year, when Will Smith smacked the fuck out of Chris Rock.
Yes.
That's my non-serious one, but that was pretty crazy for a few days.
Well, this is definitely going to show the difference between the generations.
Well, yeah, well, that's why I think it's fun to do with us. So what are your three?
The silly one is that one time I was watching an afternoon soap opera. It was a really long time ago. It was like Martha Scott's Theater or something like that. It came out in the afternoon. This person was in jail, banging, "Let me out, let me out." And the jail door opened. So he had to close it again. The jail door accidentally came open.
Right, okay.
So that's just silly.
Well, I mean, like, that the whole world still paid attention to, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, something like the Chris Rock, Will Smith thing, where it was, like, so stupid.
Oh.
And, like, who cares, but also it just took the world by storm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that these other two things did, but the other thing that, the medium thing that I had in mind was, there used to be a TV show called Pinky Lee, and Pinky Lee was, like, a 60-year-old man who acted silly and had people on his show that were funny for kids and stuff. And one day, and I was watching, and it was a live show, he had a heart attack and died.
Oh my God. That's pretty crazy.
He just fell down. And nobody knew what to do for a little while, because there were some mothers on stage that he was interviewing. And finally, somebody came out and they started having an announcer talk about some kind of soap that they were selling. But and you didn't know then that he had died. I mean, they didn't announce it then, but it turned out that he had died on stage.
Damn.
It was hilarious. And then the serious thing was that after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, of course, everybody was watching TV all the time.
Yeah.
And I was watching TV, and they were bringing Lee Harvey Oswald, who they thought had killed him.
Yeah.
In, and he got shot dead on live TV by somebody. I forget his name.
Damn. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I thought for sure you were going to say when the teacher died in the spacecraft.
Oh,
yeah. In the 80s or whatever.
That was awful. Yeah.
For people who don't know the story, that was, what, 80s, like, late 80s, probably?
Yeah.
Well, Dad and Lily were alive and remember it, so it had to be at least late 80s. But they weren't in school. Anyway, and, like, everybody, including, like, everybody at schools, right, were, like, watching this teacher.
The Challenger takeoff.
This teacher had done this whole big thing for, like, a year. Or something, like, for a while.
To learn how to be an astronaut.
Yeah, to learn how to be an astronaut. And then they took off and the whole thing exploded and everybody died.
I know.
And everybody in the country was watching it.
And the first thing that they said when it exploded was, Houston, we have a malfunction.
Isn't it a problem?
Oh.
I mean, the famous quote is, Houston, we have a problem.
I guess it is, yeah.
But I wonder what they actually said.
I don't know if it's But anyway, yeah, that was another one.
So wait, they said, Houston, we have a problem, and then it exploded?
No, it exploded, and then they said, Houston, we have a problem.
Well, no shit. Who said that?
I think they said, we have a malfunction. But nobody knew for sure that they were dead then. I mean, they were in a little capsule that should have fallen to the ocean.
Capsule. Why do you say it like that?
Well, how do you say it?
Capsule. See, this is another thing that you just say weird. You are, yeah.
We could have a whole show about things I say weird.
Yeah. Say oil.
Oil.
Oil. Like, how do you even do that?
I don't know.
So oil.
But I do remember Rob called up one of his friends and said, I want you to listen to my grandma say oil.
Rob called one of his friends and said, listen to my grandma say oil.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Your son.
I had to get on the phone and say, oh.
But Rob called his grandma.
No, Rob called one of his friends.
Okay, you don't see what's... Okay, Rob called one of his friends and said, you have to listen to my grandma say oil.
Uh-huh.
You don't see what's wrong with that?
No.
You don't see what's wrong with that sentence. Rob called one of his friends, one of his friends, and said, listen to my grandma say oil. Oil.
And then he put me on the phone, and I said, oil.
So Rob's grandma said oil?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I don't see what's wrong with that.
So you're Rob's grandma in the scenario.
Right.
Are you, like, shitting me?
No.
You're Rob's grandma.
Oh. Oh, I'm Rob's mom. Oh, my gosh. I'm more used to being a grandma now than I am a mom, I guess.
Did you get the grandma part wrong, or the me and Rob, or me and Dad confused? Was it me you called, or was it Dad?
It was Dad.
Okay, you just got mom and grandma confused, yeah. Not me and Dad. That was so funny.
Well, anyway. You got that confused one time, too. When I was really sick in the hospital, and you climbed up on the bed.
I was like three.
Said, well, you were probably less than three, and said... Okay, Mom.
That's totally different.
It is.
And then you died. And then you died.
No, I didn't die.
Yeah, you did. It was a sad day. You died. Anyway, so that's the first thing. I'm trying to think of the Cuban Missile Crisis. What was that like?
That was pretty scary. Because it went on for days.
Yeah.
But there wasn't much of it on live TV.
Yeah, it was just kind of a thing.
Because it was, back in the 60s, early 60s.
What about, like, famous people dying? Like, when MLK was announced dead, was that crazy?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
He wasn't on live TV when he got shot, though.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
But they broke in. And, the TV, after JFK was assassinated... All, there were only three stations then. They didn't have all the cable stuff. And they were all
four,
about... Yeah. Well, probably, maybe more than that. I don't know.
No, it's... Well, it was four, but I think that might have been the 70s when it went to four.
Well, anyway, that was 24-hour TV coverage of his assassination for, like, 4 days. Nothing else was on. And, yeah, when Martin Luther King died, that was huge.
I mean, obviously 9/11, but, that one goes you don't have to say.
Oh, yeah, 9/11 was, and 9/11 is still having a lot of repercussions, too. I mean, it really changed the world. But, and I guess when we first attacked Iraq.
Yeah. What about when, Neil Armstrong went on the moon?
I should have said that, because that wasn't crazy, but it was just so unbelievable. I mean, you could be looking outside at the moon, and inside on the TV, you knew that Neil Armstrong was up there somewhere.
Was that night?
It was at night. Well, it was at night in Kentucky.
Yeah.
because I was in college, but I was home, and I was watching it with my dad, and he said, it's not so shocking that he's up there, but what's so shocking is that we can watch it.
Yeah. I can't think of any other big ones, though. I mean, I'm sure there are. I mean, what about John Lennon?
That was a big one.
Yeah. Being killed. When you were in your middle age, when Abraham Lincoln died.
Oh my gosh, that was, you know, if that same situation, we just gotten over a civil war and he was trying to heal everybody, and then he got shot. If that happened now, gosh, I don't know what would happen.
The world would explode.
Yeah, because you just hear things so quickly now, and.
I'm trying to think of foreign events that happened that, like...
When the Berlin Wall came down.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. But...
I don't know if it was covered in live TV or not. I can't remember.
I mean... I was going to say something and I forgot. I was going to say...
The trial of some of the Nazis.
That's a good one. Was that on TV or just radio?
It was on TV.
That's
a good one. Because a lot of it wasn't until the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't said anything in the 90s. I find it really weird. We've said one for every decade except the 90s. Well, hold on. That's not true. What about Woodstock? Was that on TV?
People didn't know that it was going to be so huge until it was over.
Was it on TV at all?
I don't think so. Not at the time. But it was just something that turned into a huge cultural thing without anybody knowing it.
How did people not expect it to be like so massive?
Well, it was just another concert, you know.
But it wasn't just a concert. I mean, it was like a 3-day music festival of, like, the biggest names.
But music festivals were kind of new things then, and I don't think people knew exactly what they meant. And the guy who owned the property and, you know, and the producer had no idea it would be as big as it was.
Yeah, it just shocked me that Jimi Hendrix showed up to a music festival. No one was expecting it to be a crazy thing.
There were a whole lot of other people, I mean...
I know, Joe Crocker. I mean, there's a lot. I don't know, that's what I'm saying. Like, how did...
I mean, people who were big then, who didn't stick around, you know, who weren't good enough to be good now, I mean, to be famous now.
Like who?
Well, I guess I'm thinking of Joan Baez, although...
I know Joan Baez.
Yeah, but she's not as well known as Jimi Hendrix.
There's, like, two other people who are as big as Jimi Hendrix.
Who?
The Beatles and Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of another name that has more, like, who everybody would know. Anyway, not back to that conversation. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I can't think of something that happened in the 90s that was so... I mean, when Kurt Cobain killed himself, maybe. MTV Unplugged, that was pretty big culturally.
Yeah.
You know what? Really?
Well... I just know that... Was that live? Is that what you're saying?
What?
MTV Unplugged.
Like Nirvana. Nirvana's Unplugged was live, yeah. And, I mean, that was pretty big. I mean, I'm specifically not Nirvana's Unplugged, not anybody else's. What? Not nearly... Nobody else's was as big as that. I can't think of another one.
Oh, I'm sure there are other ones.
In the 90s, though?
Yeah. I don't know what happened in the 90s.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think of where I was in the 90s.
I mean, you were...
I was getting a divorce.
Yeah, you were getting a divorce. And Dad and Lily were teenagers. And a one and a two.
Contract with America
Newt contract Gingrich, with America?
The Republicans had this contract with America thing that all these things they were going to do. And Newt Gingrich started it. That's when politics got so nasty, was the 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it had always been nasty to some extent, but Newt Gingrich started a really ugly kind of politics. And before him, I can't think of the guy. Have you ever heard of the Willie Horton commercial? It was a racist.
I know who that, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is, though.
I can't think of the guy who, the campaign manager who directed that. It was a black man who was paroled, and then when he got out, he killed somebody else. And so they had this commercial that made it look like all black people were thugs and were gonna likely to kill you.
Yeah.
What was his name? But anyway, before he died, he got cancer real pretty young. And before he died, he told the world that he was really sorry that he had made that commercial and had started that overt racism thing. Cannot think of his name. But anyway.
So, well, what about Woodstock 99?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Woodstock 99
is?
It was, okay, so it was like grunge and like hard rock, like Nirvana.
Was it at Woodstock?
Just listen, yeah. Like, I don't know if it was the same, I think it was the same area. Anyway, like, so like, well, Nirvana, I mean, Kurt Cobain was dead, but it was like that type of groups, like grunge, like Pearl Jam, Limp Bizkit was the big one, and like that kind of like,
yeah,
okay, and like it was called the Woodstock 99, and it was supposed to be like the next big Woodstock, but then it was like a total failure. There was no, like, not in a good way. I mean, people died of like dehydration, starving, people were getting raped left and right, people were getting murdered, like no one knew. There's like people getting raped and murdered everywhere, and like no one knew about it, and it was like the craziest fucking few days, but they kept like playing music.
Did, like, the musicians know what was going on?
Not to the extent of what was happening. They have a documentary on about HBO now. It's quite the...
Did you watch it?
I haven't yet, but I've seen parts of it. So, anyway, that was the first part of the podcast. Now, the second part is, you know, I record music because I get so bored, and I make music. But here's the thing. I always make you make music on this, but it's always, like, really bad. I mean, I don't give you any time. I'm making you just write lyrics down and me play guitar. We're going to do it the way that I do it. We're going to make a song, and it's going to be, like, your mind, like, what you want the song to be, and I'll just do the instruments and, like, whatever. I'll do the instruments so it can come out the way you want it to, but you'll make it. It's your
What's
song.
What's the difference between that and the way we've been doing it?
Well, that's, like, you have to write lyrics, like, immediately, and I'm just doing, like, one guitar. This is, like, I could do all the instruments. You just got to tell me what to do with them.
I have to tell you what to do with the instruments?
What noises you want. Yeah, what you want the song.
I don't even know what you mean. Like, I would say sad or...
No. Like, if I was to tell you, make a song, what would you do?
I would say, we already tried that, grandson, and I can't do it.
No, I'm saying, like, if your life depended on it, you had to make a song. It'll make more sense, but we're going to stop the recording, and we're going to come back with the song.
Okay.
And it's going to be probably terrible, and it's going to be so funny. So you really don't know what I mean by, like you're going to do the instruments? Like, what do you want the beat to be? What do you want, like...
I don't even know. You know I don't know anything about beats.
You don't have to know anything. You can just, like, make noises, and I'll just replicate them with instruments and make it musical. Like, you really have no, like, any idea of what you would, like...
Okay, well,
I mean,
I'll
in my head, there's just, like, noises always, like...
Yeah, but that's your head.
Yeah, but you have none? Well, anyway, we'll do it, and then we'll come back.
I don't have very many musical ones. Right now, all I can think of is, oh, no, I've said too much. I've said it all. And then also, Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough.
You know that's like an actual song, right?
Well, it's R.E.M., yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I just...
I love those lyrics.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Okay, that's what was going through my head. Nothing.
Okay, potty people, here's the thing. We recorded the whole song, the whole 58 seconds of it. It's so terrible and so worth listening to, but for some dumb reason, this app is being very complicated. So if I can figure out a way to get it uploaded, then I will. And then I will. And then I will. But until then, no grandma singing. Do you want to give them a little bit of what you did do, though?
No.
Okay, bye-bye, people.